Jerry with Encore at Goodfellas.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what?
Good morning.
Morning.
Jerry, just make a turkey. Just make it for me.
Please.
That's the easier way to do it,
exactly.
Really, when you think about it.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, listen, a turkey is not hard to cook.
No.
It's very easy. It's just make sure you defrost it. You give it a nice wash, a nice clean, a nice rinse from top to bottom inside the cavity. Then you make it pat it dry. And you stick it in the oven and let the oven do the work.
See,
not you.
I had a friend who washed their turkey to use soap and water.
No, never
okay.
soap.
No.
Problem.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But this is the thing,
yeah,
Jerry. So you made that all sound easy, but all of those steps are complicated for a person who's doing it for the first time or knows no better.
Right.
Like the defrosting is a science in itself. You have to know how long do you leave it in the fridge per each pound. There's a whole chart and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So usually I only work with like big turkeys, like 24s and 30 pounds, stuff like that. So usually a smaller turkey probably take you like a 15 pounder. I'll probably take you 3.5 to 4 days.
Ooh,
in the fridge.
Yeah. Long
in the
time for a turkey to be
don't,
there.
Don't leave it out. There's no need. Just take it out of the freezer. You put it in the refrigerator and then go back to it and you open the package. Now, the ideal thing you want to do is this. You want to clean out your sink really well. And your dish rack, that's right near your sink.
Okay.
And then you open your turkey package inside your sink so you don't contaminate all around you.
Great idea.
Then you rinse it from top to bottom, you pat it dry, and then you put it on your dish rack for a minute. And just let it rest there and let all the water drain out and everything.
Nice.
Then once you do all that, you stick it in the oven nice and slow.
Okay, so you don't put any stuffing in there.
No, don't do that because it's very difficult. By the time you cook that stuff inside, the turkey is dry, it's overcooked. The ideal thing is
they cook at different temperatures.
Yes.
Salt and pepper, fresh herbs, and the ideal temperature to cook a turkey is between 325 and 350.
Okay.
If you think your oven cooks fast and hot, you do it on 325. If you think your oven cooks slow and low, you put it on 350. And the average pound depends. Depends the time and depends on the weight. I like my big birds. I cook them 8.5 minutes to a pound. So that means if I got a 20-pound bird, it's about 3 hours. It's about, if I have a 30-pound bird, it's almost close to 4 hours.
Wow.
And that's what you get, nice and slow. And covered. Cover it up. I'll tell you the other trick. The other trick to cooking a turkey.
What do you cover it with? Tin foil?
Ah, that's the trick.
Okay.
Return fire. Return fire. Cover me.
You put your turkey in the oven. You cover it. Listen to me. You cover it with plastic wrap first and then aluminum foil.
Oh.
And you leave it alone for 2 hours. Don't do nothing.
That's
to
out
it.
Of the oven.
Leave it there. No, inside the oven.
So plastic wrap in the oven.
The plastic wrap won't melt?
The plastic doesn't melt. It only burns.
Okay.
So only if it gets direct fire, it will melt. But besides that, it doesn't burn.
Okay.
So what happens is the plastic causes like a bad type of a thing. So you leave it alone for 2 hours. You let it cook. Don't worry. Nothing's happening to your turkey.
Okay.
Right? After 2 hours, you open your oven. You take your shelf out a little bit. You take the cover off. You put it back in the oven. You brown
no
it.
No cover now. Nothing. No tin foil.
No,
no
cover
nothing.
After
now it's
that.
Just
no cover.
No,
you
raw
want 2 hours.
Now you want to
cover off.
Yeah, you
right.
want to brown that turkey nice and golden brown, and then that's it. And then the other trick is when you take the turkey out of the oven, let it rest for at least a half hour because you want all the juices to go back to where they were.
Okay.
So they start racing back to the outside.
That period where you take the cover off and you're just cooking it without the cover, are you basting it? Are you getting in there every...
There's no need because it's all moist now already.
If it's covered, you definitely don't have to.
Okay.
Right.
Right, because you basted it. It's automatic.
You already did.
Yeah.
It did it itself.
Exactly. Self-based.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah,
you don't realize... how easy you got it when you just show up at someone's house and they put a plate in front of you.
Yeah.
You know?
I just say thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
The covered turkey, that'll prevent on fires, too. Because, you know, when you got all the drips going into the pan, you know, there's this whole science
sure.
with, like, cups of water and putting, like, all kinds of vegetables on it. You don't need to worry about that.
Right. You cover it up. It's perfect. It's like turkey in a bag. You made your own bag.
Right.
Turkey in a bag. I like that.
Chaz and AJ.
Bill.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello.
You have a question?
Yes. Yes, question. What? It's Steven from Shelton. What happened to Stumpy doing the turkey?
I don't know. That was a tradition
it.
We used to do here on the show.
Yeah, he still does it.
How did he do it?
Oh, God. He did like a
very low temperature.
Like all night
very
long.
Very low.
Yeah. All night
right.
Long.
It was overnight.
My sister does that, too. Like 180 for 20 hours.
At like 225 all night long. At the end, he'd just turn it up and like sear it.
The night before Thanksgiving, he'd put the oven at like 225. He'd throw the bird in, and then he goes to sleep for like 12 hours.
Right.
Yeah. So Ginger from sales just texted, plastic wrap, ? No effing way.
Right.
Yes so, way. Yes.
Yes way. Yes effing way.
I trust the guy who owns a restaurant.
I'm going to go with the guy who's owned legendary restaurants.
I know.
Right. 50 years experience.
Right. So type back, yes effing way.
No offense, Ginger.
Exclamation point.
Tight plastic or loose plastic?
Double check your packaging. Make sure it's safe. But yeah, I imagine they do make, they must. That's unreal.
All plastic wrap can go in the oven as long as you cover it with aluminum foil.
Unbelievable.
Plastic wrap, aluminum foil.
Gotcha. Now, what's hysterical about this for me is that we were told this like 18 years ago, and I totally forgot. And when you said that, I was like, oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
forget.
Right.
We forget.
Nice and moist. You want a nice moist turkey.
Right. Nice and moist.
Right. Now when you can start a fire with, yes.
Yeah, you make it sound easy.
Yeah.
Now, all right, so just salt, pepper.
Salt and pepper. And listen, if you really want to go a little extra, you throw a little thyme inside the cavity, and then you can throw a whole orange and a whole lemon right in the cavity.
In your cavity?
Then you cover it up. Yes, in the cavity.
What is that? Oh, man.
I can't fit anything in there right now.
The whole orange?
You'll be out again, AJ.
Jerry from Encore by Goodfellas is on the phone telling us how to make a turkey. This orange in there, that sounds interesting.
It sounds good. It sounds nice.
Delicious.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what, one?
So I'm giving you all my secrets now, you know?
This
is true.
Seriously, thank you.
Right.
The plastic wrap is a revelation.
Yeah, we'll forget half of it.
Yeah, the plastic wrap. That's,
holy crap.
That's going to be some moist turkeys right there.
Yes.
And what did you say? So it's a lemon and a orange?
Orange. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thyme.
A lemon, orange, a little thyme, and a couple pieces of garlic. Just don't mince them, whole pieces. Just throw them in there. Cover it up. See you later.
Oh.
That's what my mom does. My mom does this thing where she like brines with like garlic and all kinds of stuff. It's very, really nice. Yeah,
so good.
She knows. Your mom knows. You see?
Yeah,
mom knows.
That's in Florida.
Your mom
now.
Knows.
It's always a stuffing.
Karen in Naugatuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Come on, Karen.
What
you know the deal.
What do you got? Right.
I say hello. You start talking. Come on.
Okay, I cook my turkey in a plastic bag. And I heard him say something about the foil. So do I put foil over it too?
No, no. If it's already in the bag is made for the oven already. So it's already all done. Yeah, there's no need because there's no need. The bag is protected. It's made out of aluminum already.
Okay, I got it. So that tin foil, Jerry, that's to keep that plastic wrap in place.
Right. And then what happens is the plastic wrap adheres to the aluminum foil when it's baking, and it causes a seal.
Right. Because that's going to get really moist.
Yeah.
And it'll just kind of come off the side of the, with the tin foil that holds it in place.
Like
all the basting that you would be doing, the bag does it for you. It's just cooking in its own juice. That's exactly what you're doing.
Right. Like a little ecosystem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When you open the bag, you'll see all steam comes out. That means you perfectly cooked turkey.
Nice.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
It must smell really good, too, that steam.
Oh, my God. The lemon, the orange, the thyme, the garlic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like part two of Paul Simon's old.
Karen, great question. Thank you. Jerry in Middletown.
I was just wondering, do you wrap the whole turkey with saran wrap, or do you put saran wrap on the top of the turkey?
The pan.
On the top.
The pan.
On the pan. So you take your turkey, you do everything you want to
tent it.
You do whatever you like. You put it in the pan. Then you top it off with plastic wrap, and then you top it off with aluminum foil, and you stick it in the oven.
Right.
Oh, so it's on the pan.
Like
not
a tent. Yes.
Itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're wrapping
the
turkey.
It's on the pan.
It's a covered wagon.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
On the pan and on the top of the turkey.
It's a hat, not a jacket.
Exactly.
That's right. A great way to put it.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. That's good.
That was real good.
Nice.
Thank you, Jerry. Right. Debbie in Wallingford.
Hi. So my brother does that with baked ziti.
Ooh. Puts oranges in it?
And lemon and thyme and garlic and makes a tent.
Cleans the cavity.
Cleans the cavity.
Makes a tent.
With the plastic wrap. And then the aluminum foil. And I thought he was nuts, but no, it comes out wicked good.
Yeah.
It might be a little nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd still be crazy and good.
It's your brother, so.
All right. Thank you, Debbie.
Bye.
Debbie's another brother.
Boston John.
Hey, man, I just want to know, do you like peel the lemon and the orange, or do you just stick them right in there with the peel and
the
all?
Whole thing.
Yeah, you just cut it.
The whole thing.
Well, you cut it, right?
Stick it right in there.
Do you cut it, or you just put the whole thing in?
No. What? The whole thing. Wash them off and throw them in there.
Really?
Just the peel and all?
Wow.
Do you take the sticker off, please?
Oh, that's a bit, all the flavors in the peel.
Oh.
The zest.
So I thought maybe you'd cut it in half and then put the two halves in there.
You leave it in the bag, you throw it in there.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate that.
Thank you, John.
You got it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So just throw it in, the whole thing.
Wow.
Just cornucopia.
That's it.
Right. Oh, man, I want to try this now.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're going to think you're nuts. I mean, shove this orange in there. Get away from the turkey, Jack.
Right.
Look, I've never cooked a turkey before, but look, I need a lemon, an orange, and plastic wrap. All right. Bad start.
No, but here's the fun part. When you pull it out, your guests are there.
Yeah.
And now it looks like a bad magic trick. You're pulling out an orange.
Right. Yeah.
You're pulling.
What was it, your purse?
Oh, and here's a shoe.
I found a glove. Look, a watch.
Oh, my God.
Jerry from Encore by Goodfellas on the phone now. Big Chris.
Hey. Hey, Chef. How you doing?
How you doing?
So as a chef, what I learned, my grandmother taught me, what you do is, after about 2 or 3 hours baking the turkey, you just turn it upside down, let all that leg fat naturally drift because the breast usually gets dry. And after you do that, you cover it and finish the cooking process. I agree with you that. The saran wrap, it seals the juices in, and the aluminum foil keeps it from getting
Hold on, Chris. I need to let the AJ and Pat be children for a second.
Describes a date I had a long time ago. But
okay, Chris, back to you.
Oh, the upside-down turkey thing makes sense. My grandmother was like 90 when she taught me, and all that extra fat on the legs drip down. It keeps the dress, the breast moist because that's the first thing that gets dry.
The turkey grandma.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Someone roll grandma over.
Shove an orange at grandma.
Her breast may be dry again.
Jerry, what do you think of that?
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not good.
Okay.
Because once you wrap it up in the bat in the plastic wrap and move forward, there's no need to do that. The turkey breast, the bones on the back of the turkey absorb all the everything you want it to absorb. So you want that to cook because or else the turkey breast come boiled. It'll boil in the juices.
Oh.
So you don't want to do that. Just do steam it, like I said, with the plastic wrap, and then you take it off, you brown it a little bit, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, plus it looks weird.
Turkey. Too many steps with that other stuff. This guy's doing it simple and nice.
Like it landed there.
All right, one more, and then we'll let you go, Jerry. Al in Milford.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, I use a paper bag I put in, a shopping bag, and an hour before it's ready, to rip the paper off it, let it brown.
Nice.
And I usually stuff it with just celery and onions. They're the natural tenderizers.
Yeah. Okay, you could do that. Yeah, of course you could put onions or whatever in there, but, you know.
No, the first sound that came out of you is the answer.
Yeah.
It's the same bag I had my beer in, and now I use it for the turkey.
Right. No, we've heard about this, too.
Yeah, the bag. The turkey.
The brown paper bag.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 The stores years ago.
Yeah. No, thank you, Al. That's a good one.
That's how I drink my beer.
What do you think of that, Jerry?
The big shopping stores, they sell these bags, which are the bags to cook the turkey in, like what the lady spoke about before.
Right.
That she puts her turkey in the bag. And what it is all aluminum foil. You wrap up the bag, you tighten it up, and it just steams right in there perfectly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am starving. Is it too late to order trays from you now, or are you guys
No, that's it. Tomorrow's our last day for Trace.
Okay.
Last day. Whatever's in, and that's how it goes.
So get it in now.
You can still order a turkey dinner to go if you want on Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
You call up and, yeah, we have Uber and all kinds of people that can deliver it to you, or you can come by at the restaurant.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So if last minute, you're like, you can go on your website, find a tray that you got, because you guys sell trays of all different, not just lasagna, and then order that. You could order that today and pick it up tomorrow?
Yep, you can do that.
Holy cow.
Nice.
Order it. You can even order tomorrow, pick it up Thanksgiving morning, probably by 11 o'clock. 12
o'clock. Wow.
Yeah, but that poor Uber guy, just smelling that turkey the whole drive. Oh, my.
Where's the rest of my order?
Do I smell orange?
Right. Let me smell your breath.
Hey, that's a lemon zest.
All right, Jerry. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. And see you after the holiday.
Bye, good fellas.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.